Hello, I'm Jack Gearhart. I'm the product manager for GreenSeeker, and I'm going to walk through just some basics on the technology and some innovations that are progressing with the various offerings that we have. Some of my pictures didn't come through here in the transition to this PowerPoint software, so I apologize. I think about three are missing, including on this page. But the basic offering is a single sensor system that is either a handheld, like you see on the left, or the machine-mounted one, like you don't see on the right. And it would just be very similar. It would just mount to an ATV or tractor. And this system will allow you to get real-time vigor scores and GPS reference those scores so that you can create vigor maps of whether at the plot level or at the field level. So that's sort of the base offering. The latest model of the handheld sensor, the PDA does come with built-in GPS now, so that's one less thing, one less wire to have to contend with to create your maps. The probably the flagship product in the line is the RT200 system, which is a multi-sensor system designed for large application equipment. It's made up of six patented GreenSeeker active light source sensors. Active light source meaning they're not reliant on ambient conditions, so we can run in cloudy or sunny weather and not have great differences in our vigor scores. Those sensors are taking literally 100 readings a second and sending average information back to the interface module on the right. That creates a boom average vigor score for the applicator and sends that information to this cab-mounted color monitor, where the information would be logged in the case of just creating a vigor map for that field, or if desired, you could select either a university prescription to do real-time variable rate applications. So as you're sensing, you're simultaneously varying the rate of whatever product you're applying, or you can custom develop your own prescription, which would be common in the case of defoliation or PICS treatments. The latest innovation for this offering is a high-resolution color monitor versus the earlier version, a little easier to see in bright light conditions, and a remote USB to serial port block that just allows for less cabling in the cab and simplifies installation. Just a quick application situation with Harvest Aid, for example. This is, see the sensors mounted on a case, a high clearance sprayer. Again, this would be a farmer produced prescription. You'd select a custom application. This Excel type box would come up with your NDVI values in there as defaults, and you just simply add your rates based on your work with your crop consultant. In your high vigor areas, in this case, we're putting 13 gallons on, and in the low vigor area, you're maybe running at a minimum rate of 5 gallons to the acre. But those can be custom made right in the cab in just a matter of a couple of minutes. They can be saved and become part of your permanent prescription menu or created unique for each field. Current prescription offerings, new for 2009 are two cotton nitrogen prescriptions. Those are originating out of Oklahoma State University and out of the University of Missouri. These are good enough to be published, but still will probably be fine-tuned as work gets replicated over the years. But early work with these sensors is showing good correlations to nitrogen prescriptions and yield potential. So we're excited about these offerings and expect that list will grow based on the research that's underway. What is quite well proven are the corn prescriptions that are in common practice today. There's currently seven of those from a variety of universities. Five wheat prescriptions, again, from a large geographic area. Milo from Kansas State University, actually a Canadian canola prescription, and just a number of other things underway on some of the other crop offerings. On a variable rate basis, this is what a typical nitrogen curve might look like. If you look at the graph on the right, the 0.6 value is an NDVI score or a sensor value that was identified from a nitrogen-rich area of the field. So we know nitrogen's not limited at any place that's scoring a 0.6 or greater, so we're called for a zero rate to the right of that point. As vigor comes down, we apply more and more nitrogen to a point, and then there's a diminishing return if that stand is too far behind the goal area and we start cutting rates back and ultimately cutting them off. So just a typical nitrogen curve. One of the new beta versions that's out for 2009 also is what's called RT Commander Pro. RT Commander is the software that the GreenSeeker operates on. And what RTC Pro offers is a historic background map to be coupled with the real-time information that the sensors are giving us. This is something that the market was asking for and we've provided. So again, on the left, we would just do a typical job setup as with the base program, but you would upload a prescription map, as you can see in the bottom cell on the left. On the right, you have the option to either provide a fixed value in a historic zone that's been identified, or a multiplier value to either enhance the real-time rate recommendation or decrease it. So those would be the two options that you have. In this example, we have two management zones that we've identified. And you can see that, I don't have a pointer here, I guess, but on the right, as we pull into the one management zone, we have a fixed 80 gallon per acre or pound per acre, I'm not sure what units were in here, override in place. So even though the target prescription would be saying put 4 gallons there, because we're in this historic zone that we've identified, we're going to override that and put the 80 pound rate in. So some of the applications that this might fit for would be to adjust rates related to man-made field variation, such as places where we varied the population. So our vigor score may be varying because of heavier populations or lighter populations, and we'd be influencing our real-time readings because of that. This would allow you to put your population map into the background and correct for that. In your center pivot corners, oftentimes you may be just accounting for lower yield potential due to less water, or again, different planting populations, so we could account for those situations, or really any reason where you've got tillage or crop rotation differences that you think are significant. You can adjust for natural influences also, just soil type, EC data, topography, really whatever you choose to create your zones with. And the other would be historic knowledge, like a normalized yield map. This is always a high yielding area. Let's feed it more aggressive, or let's not, because it does well without more help. That's a producer decision. But really, you can build those zones off of any information. The other might be a hybrid that you know is particularly nitrogen efficient versus another one. So when you cross into that hybrid zone, you may want to take your recommended rate times a 0.9 multiplier, for example, to be just a little more stingy with the nitrogen use. The other big development that's coming is the ISO-compatible version, which would allow us to get rid of the extra monitor in the cab and just run on virtual terminals. In this case, we're looking at an AGCO GTA terminal, which is ISO-ready. And so we can do mapping and variable rate direct on there, and again, eliminate the cab monitor. So your calibration menus and everything would just come forward onto the virtual terminal. All of your setup and parameters would be set at that level. We're close with some of the other major controllers. We've done it on a trial basis, but it's not commercially available outside of the AGCO unit today. This is the other missing picture here, but if we look, what is here is basically a hooded sprayer. The other product line that NTEC markets is Weed Seeker, which is a spot spray technology that has a very precise ability to read plant life, and once it's identified, just spot spray in that area. With some of the resistance that's showing up right now, that's not on a whole field basis, but maybe patches of Palmer amaranth or this kind of thing, I think this application can have some real merit in your operation. The other place it's being used is in this picture, which you can't see, which would allow you to cover, do like burn down, but only where regrowth is occurring. So after harvest, for example, if you're concerned about just regrowth using up soil nutrients and these kind of things, these sensors, which look very much like the Green Seeker sensor, would recognize plant life, spot spray just where those plants are occurring, and otherwise not spray. So again, it can allow you to broaden your herbicide choices with these hoods. You can use a more aggressive herbicide choice to kill some of these resistant weeds with this product. Some of these may be more expensive, so you'd have the economic advantages of it. Again, to control the resistant weeds, spot spraying, and then there's numerous municipal uses in roads and rail beds and so forth. In conclusion, Green Seeker continues to lead the market in technological advancements in sensor technology. We're compatible with most existing controllers and have by far the greatest practical agronomic applications. And the Weed Seeker remains unchallenged leader in the spot spraying technology. All right, thank you.